Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday. And yesterday we started looking at the fact that we've been redeemed. Redeemed from the curse. We've been taken from the curse and the law. That we were living under the law. And God's put us under grace. And we saw in Galatians 3:13 that Christ is the one who redeemed us from the curse. And He redeemed us completely, totally. He paid the full price, the ransom. He paid every cent. He redeemed us completely and utterly and totally from the curse. And so now it's up to us to understand what that means so we don't live in the past and we don't live under guilt and condemnation to the sins we've had in our lives and the wrong we've done in our life, because God has redeemed us from that and has completely set us free. And so now our spirit, if you're born again, your spirit is made brand spanking new, and you have no sin in your spirit, man. You are righteous today as you will ever be. So we want to pick it up one more time today and see what this being redeemed by the only one who never sinned, the only one who went without sin, the Lamb of God, Jesus the Christ. He redeemed us completely, totally, and utterly. So let's pick it up right now and just see where this is going.
I heard somebody say this the other day, teaching. And I just thought, oh, sweet Jesus, help me. Of course, it's a lie. It's not a truth. I heard two things. The one thing was, God first creates the cure before He creates the disease. God first comes up with the cure, and then He comes up with the disease. In other words, there's a cure for corona, and God brought corona. Those same people agree with the insurance companies that say it's an act of God that your house blew down, we're not paying. How about it's an act of the devil and the curse in the earth? But I mean, literally someone, and this was Christians speaking to people on the airwaves, saying that God first invents the cure and then He invents the disease. So that means God is making you sick. Now, if God is making you sick, why did He come to redeem me from sickness and the curse? And we've understand that He cannot be against Himself. We understand the scriptures. He can't be healing you and making you sick, because then His kingdom cannot stand. But people get confused. Then I heard another person saying on radio, said these words. And I just thought, sweet Jesus, please tell me I didn't hear that. And there's a lot of people following. God engineers the disasters in your life to bring you closer to Him. God engineers the disasters in your life to bring you closer to Him. It sounds wonderful. It sounds, oh, yeah, I'm going to get close. That's a lie from the very pit of hell. The devil engineers disaster. God comes to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. And that just makes me hot. I can't stand to hear people crediting God with the devil's work. Can you say amen? Christ has redeemed you. You are legally released. Say, I'm legally free. And we need to hold our head up high and walk out and walk around boldly in Jesus' name. This is how this thing works. Do you have faith in God to take care of it? Well, then we need to show it. Amen. Galatians 3:13 from the King James. I'm going to read it again. He says, yeah, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed everyone that hangs on a tree. The Deaf translation says He changed places with you. Say, God changed places with me. Amen. See that? The law and grace. You went from law to grace. Does that make sense? Well, first off, we need to discover what the curse included. What did the curse include? All sickness, all disease, all chaos, all mayhem, all problems that came to the earth, poisons and all kinds of things came with the curse. Jesus did not create the curse. It was sin to the word of God that broke a spiritual law that said, if you sin, you are going to surely die. Don't eat of the tree because you will surely die. It came because of a curse, because of sin. We know the Bible says the wages of sin is death. So it's like a spiritual law, like gravity is a law, and it's going to work that way for whosoever. And so Genesis 3, I want you to see this. Genesis 3, verse 17. Then to Adam, God said, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying you shall not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake. The Amplified says, the ground is under a curse because of you, not because of God. We can't blame God for the curse. He didn't bring the curse. He warned them and said, don't do it because the wages of sin is death. You don't want to do this. And then when Adam transgressed, the earth was cursed. And so God had to then bring in the law of do's and don'ts. And in order for us to have a reprieve from the curse, he had to bring that law in so that if we could abide by the law, we could get some kind of a reprieve from the curse. But it wasn't good enough because no one could abide by the law but Jesus. And we had to fulfill the law perfectly and we could not do it. Only Jesus himself could. Matthew 5:17. Do you think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets? I did not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For assuredly I say to you, till heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one tittle will by no means pass from the law till all is fulfilled. Jesus fulfilled that law. And then things changed completely. Everything changed. Amen? How did he fulfill it? By living a perfectly spotless, blameless, sinless life. Fulfilling all of the law. Only he could do it. Only Jesus Christ, the Savior, could do it. The Messiah. Can you say amen? And so that qualified him then to redeem us from the curse of the law. Because he was able to fulfill it. He was the only one that could then redeem us. Nobody else fulfilled the law. Not Isaac, not Jacob, not Joseph, not David, not Daniel, not Abraham. Nobody else could have redeemed you and me. Not the high priests. Nobody could redeem us. No one ever could have redeemed us but Jesus, the spotless Lamb of God. The sacrificial offering of his only begotten, beautiful, loved Son could redeem you and me from the curse. No one else, nothing else, no prayers you could have prayed, no works you could have done, no righteousness you could have tried chasing after, nothing. Amen. For the very fact that you were born from sin. Because Adam and Eve are our parents. Yeah. Everyone has parents. Yeah. And Adam and Eve is where it started. So everyone that came out had that sin in there. Now redeemed out of the Strong's is 1805. It means to buy up, to buy out, to buy back, especially of purchasing a slave with a view to his freedom, to release by paying a ransom price, to rescue from loss. God redeemed us. He paid back the price. And so the first statement out of that, there's three wonderful words in that, three simple but wonderful words in that. And those are these words. The first one is that you are redeemed. I'm bought back, the price is paid. The second is what you're redeemed from. I'm redeemed from the curse. And if I'm from it, I'm not in it. I'm redeemed from the curse. The third is how you were redeemed. Christ was made a curse for you and for me. So I'm redeemed from the curse. I'm redeemed from it. And I'm redeemed by Jesus Christ. Christ took your curse so you and I could go free. Amen. You're redeemed. Say, I am redeemed. If you were to go and hawk some jewelry, Let's say you had some jewelry and you went, you needed some funds. You went and you gave it to the people at the pawn shop. And what happens is they give you some money for it. And they've got that jewelry. But when you got your money that you needed and you've used it and you've got your money to go and redeem your jewelry, you can go back to the shop and you can say, yes, the $400, whatever it is, can I have my jewelry back? And upon receipt of the money, the store returns the jewelry all back to you. Amen? Upon receipt of the money. Amen? And so legally, you can now take the jewelry and put it on and go anywhere, and nobody can stop you because you got your jewelry back legally. Say legally. Jesus paid the ransom and bought us legally. And so the police can't come and say, you stole that. I can say, no, here's my receipt. So when the devil comes and says, you're under the curse, you can say, no, here's my receipt. And show him the Bible. Show him John 3:3. And Romans 10, and you can show him and tell him that you are redeemed and you've been bought back legally by the blood of Jesus who redeemed us. Hallelujah. Amen. It's fully paid for. It's free and clear. It's redeemed. Say, so I am redeemed from the curse and all that's in that curse, which includes sickness, thievery, divorce, disaster, bankruptcy, all kinds of chaos, I've been redeemed from. It has no legal right to any claim in my life. You see, a lot of people roll over and say, well, I deserve it. You don't deserve it. Jesus took all that you deserved. He took all that you deserve. Now, I want to show you something. Hebrews 9:12. With his own blood, not the blood of goats and calves, he entered the most holy place once for all time and procured our redemption forever. Amen. He paid too much of a high price for you and me to stay bound. He paid too high a price for us to stay bound. It's paid in full. Completely paid. Amen. It's illegal to be held in prison when Jesus paid the price for your release. Now, when you think about that, you've got to realize Satan cannot hold you. Sin cannot hold you. Death cannot hold you. Hell cannot hold you. The grave cannot hold you. The past cannot hold you. Your past cannot hold you. See, so many people living in their past that they're allowing their future to be messed up. Stop living in the past, because that means you're not in the future. You're not even in the present. You're living in the past. And that's what we're going to teach on the subconscious. Because subconscious gets made up of so many different things that you make up, and you get vision and there's emotions attached to it. So when a person wakes up in the morning, and because their subconscious has got so many emotions, they wake up and they think in a certain way, they're already living in the past before the day's begun. And we're going to look at that. It's really exciting to see what he's saying. And you are redeemed. Say, I am redeemed.
Hello. This is Dr. Gerald Currie of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support. And God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Welcome to Enjoying